The Nationals in Philadelphia taking on the Phillies. Beatles night at the ballpark. Philly fanatic certainly enjoying himself. Pick it up, second inning. Michael Taylor facing Aaron Nola.
Swung on and hit high and deep. Left field. Altair back at the track. He's out of room. It's gone. And Michael Taylor yet again has homered against the Phillies.
3-1 is not the time you want to throw a fastball belt high over the middle of the plate.
Taylor's 17th of the year. RBI's 50 and 51. It's 2-0 Washington. And Cole delivers, and the pitch swung on and missed. He struck him out. Breaking ball got him. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. High fastball. Out of the zone, but Williams chases.
The two-strike pitch, swing and a line smash to deep right field. Worth looks up, and that ball is gone. Goodbye.
See?
Don't try to figure him out. Odubel Herrera ends his 0-for-17 with a line shot home run into the second row of seats over the out-of-town scoreboard. Phillies are on the board here for Odubel. It's his 14th home run of the year, and it is 2-1.
Arado kicks and deals, and Worth swings and grounds it to third. Backhand pickup Franco to second. There's one on to first. Not in time. And another run is home for the Nationals. Jason Worth beats it out. Michael Franco having to go almost to the chalk line to field that ball. And
I can't believe he didn't go home with that ball.
Here's the pitch. Strike three called. He got him looking. And the ball game is over. The Phillies final 10 hitters go down in order tonight against the Nationals bullpen.
The Phillies have now lost 4 of 5. Manager Pete Mackanin spoke after the game.
Well, Nola pitched very well. He pitched well enough to win. Obviously, had gave that home run to Taylor, made a mistake on that pitch. But other than that, he had 9 strikeouts and gave us a chance to win. Our bats have gone silent for a few days now, and not much to talk about. Odubel hit that home run, getting behind 0-2, which kind of surprised everybody, but it was a big hit at the time. We just couldn't get anything going. Freddie made a couple of great backhanded plays. Hoskins made a nice play on that tag, and Mikey did a nice job on that backhander, keep the ball from going down the line. Almost had that double play. Other than that, not a whole lot to talk about.
How would you sum up Nola's season if this was the final start?
Well, what was he, 12-10 before tonight? He's done exceptionally well. His ERA's under 4, well under 4, and he's really made great progress. He developed a changeup during the course of the year, which gave him a lot of confidence, and facing left-handers especially, and he even uses it against right-handers, and it's another place for him to go when he gets into trouble, and he's done a great job.
Even in the context of this team and having so many young starters, how important is it to have that security blanket of a guy every 5 starts that's going to keep you in a game pretty consistently?
And the goal is to have 5 guys on every start, you know, but it's nice. When Nola pitches, we all expect to win. Like I said, the bats were silent tonight, but he's done an outstanding job. You know, he had the arm issues, but he came back from that better than he was before. So it's good to see.
He used his curveball for all but one of his strikeouts, and it's always been a good pitch, but it seemed like this year it maybe went to it, even got even better.
He's locating his pitches, but when you locate those pitches, you don't hang them, you know, you put them where you want to. That's what makes them look better. You're right, Matt. It's all his pitches are much better. You know, early on in that first and second inning, he wasn't really locating well. He was missing spots, quite a few. Then he settled down and was what we always have known he can do. He pitched extremely well.
Surprising, he strikes out. He's struck out as many guys as he had. I think his strikeout rate is like third best in franchise history. You look at him, you don't necessarily see a guy that's going to be.
Well, you know, he's not I wouldn't call him a power pitcher, obviously. He doesn't appear to be a strikeout pitcher, but when you can locate your fastball and get ahead with your fastball down in the strike zone and have that kind of a curveball, and then you add a real good-looking changeup, now the hitter has 3 pitches to worry about instead of just the fastball, curveball, where they can't sit on the curveball anymore or the fastball because he can come at you with a changeup. So it was unexpected, but it's good to see.
Knapp showed a really good eye this year. How impressive is that, given both inexperience but also the kind of sporadic playing time with the injury and whatnot?
Knapp has made a good impression on all of us. You know, he's done a good job receiving the ball. He's got some things he needs to work on, but in general, he made a great impression, and I like what I see.
The series against the Nationals continues on Tuesday with Jake Thompson on the hill.